Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, I praise you and thank you and worship you for this beautiful day. I thank you, Lord, for the Word of God and the many wonderful teachings that you have in your Word about how to live and what to do and how to do things and how to treat people. Father, reveal to us today, as we study your Word, what we should do to walk in your anointing. So, Father, we thank you and praise you for giving us all the promises in the Word that we can do exactly what Jesus did, if we're willing to pay the price. Thank you, Father, for giving us the Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm going to be talking about, in the next several sessions, about the price of walking in God's anointing power, or at least the requirements. Maybe I should say it like that. The requirements of walking in God's mighty power. Now, there appears to be so many people, just like I was on the earth, that I walked as a denominational Christian many years and didn't see the Lord even answer not one single one of my prayers. Now then, in the last 20 years, I've seen the Lord answer many, many of my prayers in a mighty way, and I've seen the Lord do some mighty, mighty wonderful things. So I've learned a lot of things from the Word of God about what it takes to walk in this special place. Now, to start off with in this teaching, I'm going to quote this verse to you in Luke chapter 6, verse 40. I want you to listen to this very closely. It says, "The disciple," that's you and me, "the disciple is not above his master." Now, our master is Jesus. We cannot be above our master. But it says the disciple is not above his master, but every one or every disciple that is perfect shall be as his master. So here is the goal, perfection. It's to rise to a level to be exactly like Jesus. Now, it depends on how long it can take us and all the different things he said for us to do, the criteria we have to meet to be able to be perfect like he was, because he said if we can obtain that, and obviously it is an obtainable goal, because the Lord would not have said that everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Now, if we couldn't be perfect, he wouldn't have put this in the Bible. So we're going to look at some of the things that Jesus did and the way he done things, and then we're going to see what it would take for us to walk there so we can do the same things that Jesus did. Now, the very first place we're going to go is in 1 Peter 2:21 and through 24. And I'm going to read this to you, and I want you to listen to what it says. And 1 Peter 2:21 says, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps." Okay, well, now here he's telling us exactly, he says that Christ left us an example that we should follow in his steps. So this is what we should do. Well, starting in verse 22, he tells us what some of these steps are. Number one, in verse 22, 1 Peter 2:22, it said, "Who did no sin." In other words, Jesus did no sin. So the goal for you and I is no sin. Some people will say, well, now that's more than you can bear. There's nobody human that can possibly do that. Well, again, I have to say that if Jesus had have known this was impossible for us to walk here, then he wouldn't have left us an example to follow. Now, we'll have to say it may be very near impossible. It's going to be difficult at best. But obviously, it is an obtainable goal. Now then, if you don't want to be able to do the things Jesus did, then you don't have to worry about even trying these things. But I personally would love to be able to see the Lord answer my prayers just like he did Jesus when he was here on the earth. And I've seen the Lord do some mighty things. I've seen him heal some sick people instantly. I've seen people delivered of demonic spirits instantly. I've even seen crushed and broken knees put back together instantly. I've seen children with heads busted open. and pelvis crushed healed within a couple of weeks. And when doctors said take 2 or 3, 4 months for him to even walk in a walker, I've seen him running and playing in a little over 2 weeks. So I'm telling you, it pays great dividends to meet this criteria. So I am not there yet for all of these things, but I am most definitely working on them. Now then, this said number one in verse 22, 1 Peter 2, 22, and this is the example that we are to follow. Jesus' example was there was no sin. So our goal is to be no sin. Then he said, neither was guile found in his mouth. So if there was no guile found in Jesus' mouth, there's not supposed to be any in mine or yours. It'll definitely take some work there to learn how to talk. And verse 23 says, who when he was reviled, he reviled not again. And when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Well, now that'll definitely take some work, won't it, to step into that path. And in verse 24, it's now the consequences or the rewards are great for doing these things, because in verse 24, it said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Now then, that's where we should live. If Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree, then we should see ourselves dead to sin, and we should live unto righteousness. Now, that's where every Christian is supposed to be walking. We're supposed to die to sin and live unto righteousness. And then he said, if you will walk there, we'll live, and if we do live unto righteousness, then it says, by whose stripes you were healed. So if you don't walk in any kind of known sin, if you'll walk in obedience to God's word, then you can come against the forces of darkness when they try to come to make you sick, and you can drive them off, and you won't have to be sick. It is a wonderful, wonderful place to walk. But these are the requirements. They're very rigid. They're not easy, but obviously they're an obtainable goal. Now then, we're going to go to another verse here in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Now, before you can begin to walk in this anointing, another thing you have to learn to do is learn how to think. Because the Word of God says in Proverbs 23, 7, it says, for as you think in your heart, so are you. In other words, if you think you can walk holy before God, if you've got that in your heart and know you can do it, then you can do it. So one of the things you most definitely will have to do, you will have to change your heart thinking process. If you think like a man, you will never be able to master these things. But if you'll think like God and change your heart and start thinking that you can do these things, then you will be able to do these things. And another thing you'll have to do, you'll have to clean out the inside, or clean out the old man. Now, I'm going to read to you in Mark 7, starting with verse 21, and I want to show you what comes from within us. Now, far from within, or out of the heart of men, now this is Jesus speaking, he said, proceed evil thoughts, which are adulteries, fornication, murderers, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, or all kinds of wickedness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile the men. Now then, you'll have to do a heart cleansing, I can assure you. Some people call this a deliverance. You have to go through a deliverance and cast out these evil spirits and these things that are within you, because if you're eat up with these things, you will never be able to walk in this anointing of God, because you can't think like God when your heart is filled with all these evil things that we just quoted here. So you're going to have to take your heart, your spirit, and you're going to have to sit down with you and God, and you're going to have to get rid of those evil thoughts, like adulteries and fornication and murders and thefts and all these things. You have to get rid of these thoughts. Well, how do we do this? Well, let me tell you, it's not easy, but the Lord has provided a way. Now we're going to go over and I'm going to show you how you can overcome this, all these evil things that are in your heart, and you can do that according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 3 through 5, and we'll go there now. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now then, these things right here, you'll have to learn how to do. In other words, our weapons are not fleshly. In other words, they're not guns and knives and bullets, but our weapons are—they're not carnal, but these are mighty through God, through the pulling down of these strongholds. And what we do is, when those thoughts that we talked about, those evil things that come out of our heart, when those evil things begin to come up into our mind, we have to grab those and cast down even the imaginations and throw it out of our heart. We have to cast down even the imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, every time a thought of evil of any kind, whether it be any kind of wickedness, any kind of adultery, murders, fornication, all those things that we quoted there a few minutes ago, if one of those evil thoughts comes to your mind to do those things, you must capture that thought. You'll have to learn how to capture it immediately, too, before you open your mouth. And you'll have to cleanse and purify yourself. And when you get to where you can do that, then you're on the road to mastering these things. This is just the beginning of the things that you and I have to do to walk in this special anointing to see the Lord answer our prayers in a mighty way. I'm telling you, it's worth the cost. Praise the Lord. We'll continue tomorrow, but I'd like to invite you to call us. We have complete teachings, audio, video, CD, DVDs. We'll be happy to send you free and postpaid. If you call us at 940-242-2106, or you can go to our website at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order audio, videos, CDs, all kinds of things. And also you can find out where we're having our healing schools, where our services are. And we teach a healing school twice a month, and people get healed all the time. So we praise the Lord and thank Him for another day. In Jesus' name, be blessed.